CBC Television presents...
Hancock.
That being another rotten summer. What is it, July? What have we had? Nothing. Like November with leaves. Look at it. Of course I blame the bomb. They haven't exploded any lately. Still, if you get good weather, you can't go down to the coast. Unless you want to walk on the tops of the cars to get there. Cars, there's a great boon to mankind. For a mere £1,000, you too can sit for hours on the Brighton Road choking with petrol fumes in complete luxury.
Oh, dear.
Ah, the world's gone mad. We've been taken over by the advertisers, that's the trouble. We've been brainwashed by packets of detergent. That's a good phrase. We have been brainwashed by packets of detergent. I'll come out with that down the coffee bar tomorrow night. We've all got shining white brains. Don't get left behind with a brand X brain. Four figure men have their brains washed by the new blue whitener. Are you successful with women? Does the girl of your dreams go out with other men? It's because you're wearing the wrong socks. Dear, we accept all this. If you haven't got your hair glued down with great handfuls of jollops, the birds walk right past you. The board of directors turn round and gasp with admiration as you walk in with your 7 guinea hand-cut suit. Mark that boy down for promotion. Just the sort of man we want for our new export branch. So he buys a box of chocolates and gets married. Drinks a cup of hot chocolate every night so he won't lose his job. Takes pills when he's over 40 so he can mow his lawn quicker than the bloke next door. Well, good luck to him. It's not for me. I don't do any of those things. And look at me. Nothing. Look at you. 35. Over the hump. What have you achieved? What have you achieved? 2 abandoned plays. 3 laydowns in Whitehall. 2 marches. And a punch up with the Empire Loyalists. This is your life. A slim volume indeed. What happened to you? What went wrong? What went wrong? What happened to all your dreams when you were 16? Prime Minister, remember? 23. Hancock the Younger. What happened? I'll tell you what happened. You spent too much time down on the billiard hall. That's what happened. No training for a Prime Minister. When you're under fire in the Commons over your foreign policy, it's no good saying, ah, but does the Honourable Member for Bournemouth know how to screw the cue ball back on the black? After being snookered behind the brown. Oh, you lost your chance, me old son. You've contributed absolutely nothing to this life. A waste of time you've been here at all. No plaque for you in Westminster Abbey. The best you can expect is a few daffodils and a jam jar. A rough-hewn stone bearing the legend. He came and he went. And in between, nothing. Nobody will even notice you're not here. After about a year afterwards, somebody might say down the pub, here, where's old Hancock? I haven't seen him around lately. Oh, he's dead, you know. Oh, is he? Yes. Yes, that's right. 301 then, George. Right, off we go. The right raison d'etre, that is. Nobody will ever know I existed. Nothing to leave behind me, nothing to pass on. Nobody to mourn me. That's the bitterest blow of all. If I had a son, I could teach him, guide him, tell him where I went wrong. Then the name of Hancock would mean something. I'd be remembered then. The old portrait in the picture gallery. I say, who's that old cove? Oh, that's Anthony Hancock, you know. The famous Julian's father. Oh, what a remarkable looking chap. Oh, yes, he was the one who started it all. He'll never be forgotten. Yes, Julian, that's not a bad name. That Julian Hancock. Or Simon. Or Arbuthnot. Or Bertrand. No, they call him Bert. No. Bert Hancock. Sounds like a house demolisher. What'd you come down with Bert Hancock? Yes, that's the answer. A son. That's what I want, a son. Now, that means marriage. Well, that's it then. Marriage it is. But first things first, we must find an eligible bird. Well, let's see. Who do I know? Here it is. It's all in the little black book here. Let's have a go. Let's see. Yes. I must get rid of this before I get married anyway. What do we see? Elsie Biggs, 4236. Oh, no, that's her phone number. I don't fancy her panning about the house all day long. She's a bit too hefty for me. She had me over a few times. Primrose Thompson. Oh, dear. I don't know how she got in there. Imagine her coming down the stairs every morning. Put me right off his sugar puff. Bernard Bertha. Who was that? Oh, yes, I remember the motorbike fiend. Never saw her without a skid lid on. That horrible leaping tiger on the back of her jacket. Oh, no. Pamela Stewart. Now, she was all right. Yeah, she was all right with too many blokes. That was her trouble. I can't imagine her staying at home all day mangling. Hildegard Gruber. Oh, yes, that German maid from down the road. Yes, get her round here, give her a big plate of spud. She might be interested. Now, she's a bit Tristan and Isolde, a bit Orms and Platts, yes. She's more difficult than I thought. There must be a bit of class here somewhere. They haven't all been old boilers. Frieda Earnshaw, the mud wrestler. Rita Fleming, prison wardress.
Thank you very much.
Maud Perkins, keep death off the road. Not exactly Errol Flynn, this, is it? Never mind. Now, that's sorted out the wheat from the chaff. Three runners, Olive Hobbs, Veronica Stillwell, and the Honourable Fiona for Fortescue for French. I was to choose between them, you know. Who's it to be? Olive, she's a marvellous-looking girl, beautiful, but a right wooden head. What happens when she starts going to seed? Where has Veronica? Well, she can't get any worse. I mean, you know where you stand with her. She's charming, brainy, and cultured. I suppose I could close my eyes, listen to her, and pretend it's Olive. And then there is Fiona for Fortescue for French. Not much to look at, nothing much to talk to, but what a family tree. 6 prime ministers, 3 home secretaries, 9 ambassadors, and a church full of bishops. By heaven, there's some breeding gone into that lot. If I married her, I'd cop the lot. A stately home, 10,000 acres, and a couple of villages. Standing on the steps in me hacking jacket, a double-barreled shotgun under me arm, 2 mastiffs at me feet, and a falcon perched on me head. Very attractive. My son'll have a good chance with that mob. Julian for French Hancock. Oh, I don't know. Beauty, brains, or breeding. What is it to be? Supposing I turned Muslim and married the lot. Well, that's no good. I'd never get 3 of them in here, would I? Now I shall have to see them all again and reassess them. The future of the Hancock dynasty is at stake. I shall have to choose very carefully. Weigh them all up. And then, pass. Now then, can't afford to sacrifice myself on a snap decision here. Let's see, let's regard Olive first. See how she's getting on. Hello? Olive? It's Anthony Hancock. Yes, Tone. Who owes you 2 quid?
Do I?
Oh, the last time I took you out, I thought you said forget it. No, all right, then you can have it. Yes, you'll get it. Don't worry. Look, why don't we have dinner together? No, I'll pay for it. Down my place, eh? I'm not on the year old for the rent. It's been paid. Look, leave your handbag at home if you like. Look, do you want to come or not? All right, then, 8 o'clock. Don't be late. Goodbye. Well, that nearly narrowed the choice down. You 8 mercenary women, always moaning about how much you owe them. Not very ladylike, is it? I better start getting the grub ready. For her, I think something cheap and cheerful.
Is it ready yet? I'm starving.
Hang on, stop you a minute. Voila, a complete defrozen 4-course meal for 2.
Wait, and freeze it up again. I don't want it.
What do you mean you don't want it? A Sunday dinner in the middle of the week? Come on, get it down here. Can't tell me you're used to that sort of treatment.
What was that stuff you took off of it?
It's tinfoil to keep the flavour in.
no, I'm not eating that. I'm not eating stuff wrapped up in tin. I don't want to get tin poisoning.
You won't get tin poisoning for that. It's tin foil. It's hygienic. It's not just a frozen food. You wrap it around turkeys and chickens and sides of beef. It keeps the flavour buds locked in.
No, I don't want it. Have you got any bread and cheese?
Look, I paid good money for this dinner. 4 and 8 pence it's cost me. You can't wait.
Well, give it to the cat.
She won't eat it. I mean, where are we? Here you are. Here you are.
Oh, dear. Plastic cheese. Have you got any proper cheese? You know, a bit of Stilton or Gorgonzola or something?
No, of course.
This isn't cheese.
Of course it's cheese. It's got celery and tomato injected in there.
Oh, no wonder you look so seedy. When was the last time you had a proper meal? What's for pudding?
Instant rice.
Oh, I thought so. Come on, get your coat. We're going round my mum's.
We will not go round to your mum's. What I have to ask you cannot be asked round there.
Hello, what are you up to?
I'm not up to anything. Look, Olive, have a drink.
Oh, so that's your little game. If you will kindly step aside, I wish to leave.
Olive, I assure you, you have nothing to fear from me. Now, please, sit down. I want to have a chat with you. Now, there we are. Now, Olive. You're a very beautiful and a very desirable woman.
Woman. One woman.
But there are other things in life. Now, for instance, do you know who the Prime Minister is?
Aye?
Who is the Prime Minister?
Well, I don't know.
What do you know about NATO?
Well, who's NATO? I've never heard of him.
Never heard of him, NATO. But what about Gandhi? Surely you've heard of him.
Oh, wait a minute, sir. Gandhi, Vince Gandhi. Isn't he one of the shadows?
No, dear, he's not one of the shadows. Let's forget all about this intellectual chat. Another drink.
All right, I'll have a scotch.
You will not.
Haven't you got anything?
No, I haven't. A nice bottle of wine, though. That's where you'd appreciate that.
Oh, it depends if it's a good one. Is it Chateau Bottle?
What do you know about Chateau Bottle wine?
Oh, my boss takes me out a lot. He always drinks it.
Oh, does he? Yes, well, I don't suppose you'd have heard of this one. This is a 1959 Chateau Bottled Albanian Burgundy. Right. Hello. I got it. That's a good one, isn't it? Now, where were we? Tell me, have you ever thought about marriage, my dear?
Oh, yes. One day when Mr. Wright comes along, I'll settle down.
You have children?
Of course.
What do you fancy, a boy or a girl?
I would like to have a boy.
Would you? Now why?
Because then I could call him Elvis.
Elvis?
Oh, I dig him, don't you? I think he's the greatest. Of course, he's changed now. He's gone over to ballads, all that Italian stuff. Oh, he sends little shivers up and down my spine.
Elvis Hancock.
Oh, he's lovely.
Yes, well, I don't think I need to delay you any longer, my dear. It's very late now, I think your mother will be worried. I'm going to roll over and drunk with you, actually. Very charming. Well, dear, then we must do this again. Oi, oi.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
There's a light on the landing. It's on a time switch. You want to nip down there a bit fast, but it might be out there. Well, you don't want to wander about in the dark at all, do you?
Aren't you even going to see me home?
Well, it's a bit late, you know, and it's getting back and all that sort of thing. No, I think it's coming under rain. I think you'll be all right, big girl like you, yes.
Charming. A proper gentleman. You didn't mind dragging me all the way over here. So where's the time me coming, wasn't it?
Frankly, yes.
Well, I won't say it's been lovely, because it hasn't.
Push off.
I'm going. The next time I want to eat a frozen dinner, I'll go out with an Eskimo.
Oh, dear. Elvis Hancock. Oh, so much for Olive Hobbs. I knew she was a bit simple, but stone me, Vince Gandhi. Should have asked who Albert Schweitzer was. That would have been a laugh. Hungary's goalkeeper. Now, intelligence is more important. I think a bash at the brains is called for. We'll have this one in tomorrow night.
Is it ready yet?
Hold a minute. Besides, the three supplements on the table if you want it.
Thanks.
I find brown so inspiring, don't you?
It's Beethoven.
Yes? Oh, yes. Yes, this is, yes, but I like Brahms as well.
I'll go and get the dinner.
Voila, a complete defrozen four-course meal for two.
No, thanks. I don't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian.
Well, leave the meat and eat the vegetables and the Yorkshire pudding.
No, really, I'd rather not. I get all my veg at the health store. I prefer them free from all artificial fertilisers.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I eat it all the time and stuff.
No, really, Anthony, I'd rather not. Put it back in the fridge and you can heat it up again later.
I freeze it and cook it anymore, so you might as well eat the tray.
What?
Nothing, Carol.
I'm terribly sorry. I do realise that you've got an awful lot of trouble, but it just is against my principles to eat dead flesh.
Yes.
I say, it is nice to see you again. I thought you'd forgotten all about me.
How could I forget you, Veronica? That evening we spent together at the Wigmore Hall. One of the most delightful I've ever had. That string quartet soaring away up there all night. It was most intense, it was.
I thought when you fell asleep that you were bored by it.
Bored me? Oh, dear, no. I was just tired. I'd been up all night rewriting my play.
Oh, yes, of course. Did you ever finish it?
No, it was the main character. He was the trouble. All the way through, he kept saying, "What's the point of this?" And then, "What's the point of that?" And in the end, I agreed with him and turned it in.
What a shame. I thought it sounded most promising.
I might have another stab at something. I think I'll have a go at the advertisers, you know. I've got an idea. It's a joint symbolic attack on the detergent manufacturers and the colour bar.
Well, that sounds complicated.
Yes, it's got bags of symbolism, you see. As a result of mass advertising, we are all slowly being turned into packets of detergent. And the world has become a gigantic washing machine into which we have all been poured. Now, the week's washing represents our outward selves, the whites and the colours. They're bunged in the machine is switched on, and we all get mixed up.
Yes, and then what happens?
While we're rushing around in a turbulence of biological frenzy, the machine blows up and all that's left of the washing is a few buttons and some bits of rag. Now, Mother Nature, in the shape of a Clapham Common housewife, comes on, picks up the pieces, sews them all together into one multicoloured shirt. World unity, the end. Or I might do a musical about the Spanish Inquisition. What do you think?
Yes, I like that idea. But it seems to me the mechanics of the thing might be difficult. I say you don't mind me speaking frankly about it.
No.
You see...
No, I haven't finished. Criticism from an egghead like you is praise indeed.
You see, it does seem to me that you have overlooked the intellectual aspect of it. You see, there's no mention of man's philosophical struggle to understand his existence in relation to the metaphysical forces that surround him.
Quite.
You see, we must equate the force of the collective unconscious in terms of man's ability to control his own destiny. If the conception of the élan vital is to be a proven reality, then how are we to contain the hypothesis that all knowledge in the final analysis is empirical?
I'll tell you what, you do the writing, I'll do the typing.
So you'd like to cooperate with me?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I wanted to talk to you about another form of cooperation I had in mind.
Yes?
Where do children come in your scale of things?
Oh, as a furtherance of the race, as a guarantee of the continuation of man's role in the final comprehension of the nature of things, they are a vital necessity.
I mean, do you like them or not?
Personally, I loathe them. But I am prepared to sacrifice myself for the sake of human nature.
So am I, by heavens. With two intellects like ours, what a throbber we could produce. Right, I'll go down to the church and get the band set up.
Church? Bands? Do I take it you're proposing marriage?
Yes, I am, Veronica. What a life we could have together. Where should we go for the honeymoon? How about a couple of days at the Hastings Chess Conference?
Anthony, have you gone mad? I've no intention of getting married.
I don't understand.
But marriage is a primitive, barbaric hangover from the superstitious cave dwellers, and I would never place myself in such a degrading position. I am prepared to enter into some sort of free and voluntary contract with a male of
sufficient intellectual qualifications, but that is all.
Association? Is it Aesop? What are you suggesting? My mother would never have that. I mean, living up here on my own in London is bad enough. I mean, the family are talking as it is, but that would put the tin hat on it. No, I'm sorry. No, it'd have to be the top hat and the tails and the confetti. Nothing less for me.
Anthony, forget these petty conventions. They're not for the artist class.
I'm a respectable man. You get away from me. Marriage is a fundamental of society.
Rebel against it. Rise up. Live life as it was meant to be lived. Live a natural life and not an artificial one.
No, I can't stand it. No more. It's that Albanian burgundy. It's inflamed your senses. Now go on, go home.
Anthony.
No. I'm not the one for you. Go and find yourself some airy beatnik right up your street. I'm a shopkeeper at heart. I'm not a Dolce Vita man, really.
Oh, very well. Goodbye. I'm glad I found out in time what you really are, a weak-minded traditionalist.
Be that as it may, I'm not having any more of this love.
Oh, very well, I shall leave you to wallow in your little morass of respectability. You tragic little figure.
Dear, oh dear, the people you meet. I never thought I'd ever hear a vicar's daughter talk like that. Tragic little figure indeed. Well, she's the loser. She could have had me till death do us part. Still, it solved my little problem. There's only the Honourable Fiona for Fortescue for French left. The left. Tomorrow night, we'll have a crack at the aristocracy.
I could be happy with you if you could be happy.
Are you nearly ready, darling?
Don't be a jiffy, darling. Voila, a complete defrozen four-course meal for two.
Darling idea. It looks
scrumptious. You mean you're
going to
eat it?
Of course. I'm absolutely famished. Oh,
this is going to be a pushover.
Oh, darling, I do think it's so terribly clever of you cooking and looking after yourself like this.
That's nothing. I mean, one can't be an absolute duffer at everything, can one? Clark, darling, Albanian rouge.
Oh, how wonderful. Do you find all these terribly amusing ideas?
Have a little man round the corner.
And this room. Oh, how fabulous. Oh, I do envy.
Yes, it is rather amusing. What I like about it, so out of the way. One gets so bored, champing about in those 8-room things in St. James.
Darling, what did you say you do?
Who may I potter about? You know, I design things, fish tanks and the such.
Thrilling to meet someone who works.
How are Mummy and Daddy?
Oh, Pa.
Good.
Oh, I adore this room.
Well, what about moving in, then?
Say, steady on.
No. I was going to suggest you might get hitched.
What a terribly amusing idea. Some of the girls are marrying rather peculiar types these days. Italian rowing boat proprietors, dance instructors. Oh, all right, then.
Oh, first class, a toast to us and the French Hancock.
To the Hancock, thank you.
Cheers. Where shall we do it, then? York Minster or St. Pancras Town Hall?
Oh, let's make St. Pancras, darling. I don't think the Archbishop would approve of white suede slacks.
All right, yeah, we'll give him the christening, then. After all, it does mean half a bar in his back pocket.
The christening? True. What, you mean carrying on the line and all that?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, don't be such a bore, darling. My engagement book is full out for at least 3 years. Couldn't possibly fit that in.
It's quite fun, really. I mean, it's got its advantages, you know. I mean, you get 8 bob for the second one and 14 quid if you haven't done it. You get all that free orange juice. It's a sensation in vodka.
I'm sorry, darling. It's completely out of the question.
Now, what's the point of getting married if we're not going to have any children?
Well, don't let's bother about it now. We'll discuss it later. Oh, I'm so happy. I think I'll pop along to Bond Street tomorrow and pick a ring.
Eh?
I think we'll go to South America for the honeymoon. Oh, you're adore the Copacabana at this time of year.
Bournemouth's very good. Mrs. Earnshaw is a lovely woman.
That's great, Charity. I mean, after all, everybody goes to South America.
Now you will fly to Squaw Valley for the skiing.
Wembley's coming on if you don't mind climbing up the top of the scaffold.
Oh, darling, we're going to be so happy.
Look, I'm getting married because I want a son and heir.
Darling, we couldn't. Boo-boo would be so jealous.
Boo-boo's boo-boo.
My dear little pig, that's all. Oh, he's terribly sweet.
Well, he's no good to me. You can't make him Prime Minister. Change your mind. I don't want to get married. Let us forget all about it.
Darling, what's come over you? Perhaps later.
No, it's all off.
There is such a thing as a breach of promise, you know, darling.
Don't you threaten me, dear.
Tone, I've changed my mind. I won't call him Elvis, and I'll go to night school. I'll learn to be clever so you can talk to me. You can turn me into a Pygmalion.
Who is this woman?
Olive Hobbs.
Look, and then are you?
I'm Anthony's fiancé.
You are not.
He has just proposed to me.
He asked me first.
No, I did not.
You were going to, thank you.
No, please, sir, come and jump down. Now, please.
I will marry you. The furtherance of the race is more important than principles.
No, not you as well. I can't bear it. No, I've changed my mind.
Who are these two women?
They're rivals for my hand.
Oh, well, outside, both of you.
Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Hancock.
He's not married.
We are married mentally.
I'm sorry, that just won't do. I have just accepted.
Well, then you'll just have to ask
for the... Will you kindly stop, ladies and gentlemen? Will you kindly sit down and work this out quietly, please?
You keep out of this.
I say, look here, he's not. We're going to produce a race of geniuses.
Ah, but they won't be very good looking, will they? I mean, you can get brains at school. You can't get good looks, though, can you?
You can't acquire breathing either.
My family is the sick and oldest in England.
I'm not surprised looking at you.
Oh, I'd just like to point out to the pair of you. Look, you'll be as happy as you can breathe.
So exits the last of the Hancocks. Good luck.